3 years of drought in the Horn of Africa have put millions of people in several countries at risk of starvation. Ethiopia is by far the most threatened. Up to 10 million people there are in need of food. Relief groups say a failure to respond could lead to a famine in Ethiopia worse than the one in the mid-1980s, when an estimated 1 million people died. Ethiopia says it needs about 1 million tons of food. The United States and the European Union have pledged about 800,000 tons, some of which already is in the pipeline. John Ogolnik traveled to the Borono zone in southern Ethiopia and prepared this report.
The hills and pastures of Borana should be green this time of year, but everything is brown. The seasonal rains have been late and sporadic. Water supplies are running out, many ponds have dried up, and cisterns and wells are dangerously low. But what really catches your attention as you drive into the area are the many dead cattle along the road and in the pastures. Vultures pick at some of the carcasses. As many as half the cattle in Borana are estimated to have starved to death. Many of the cows that are still alive have little hope of survival. In the middle of the village of Semke Dembela, about 10 cows are lying down, chewing on their cud.
They are very weak. Bony and skin.
Jeteni Dembela is the regional head of the relief agency CARE Ethiopia. He says these animals don't have the strength to graze and are already beyond help.
To grow grass, even though the rain has started, and the grass to grow, it will take around a month. And this animal under this condition could not wait for a month. I hope they will die before the grass grows.
The Borana people are mostly semi-nomadic, dependent on cattle for their livelihoods, so losing them can be catastrophic. And as more cattle die, they are beginning to worry about their own immediate survival. A group of mostly women and a few older men gather around a tree in Semke Dembela. A scale, like the ones used to weigh vegetables at a supermarket, hangs from a tree. Mothers hand their children, one at a time, to a relief worker. The children are placed in canvas shorts with straps and are attached to the scale's pulley. They're left to dangle momentarily while their weights are recorded. Then they're unhooked and put on a nearby bench, where they're measured by other workers. CARE is undertaking a nutritional assessment of children under five in this area before beginning to distribute relief food. Nutritionist Fikre Ngusi points to one little girl.
Actually, if you see this child, you can observe marasmus because she's wasted. And you see her body, she's wasted, means she's severely malnourished. So the probability of, you know, death is very high.
According to CARE, the survey shows that a quarter of the area's children are malnourished, although few face imminent danger of starvation. In the nearby village of Hala Jermo, a couple of women are working in the hide of a cow that died the day before. They set the hide on stakes driven into the ground to stretch it out. They may sell the hide or use it as a mattress. When these animals die, there's no meat left on the bones for the people to eat. Standing nearby, one man says some people here have taken to foraging for wild fruit and roots. With some of her eight children gathered around, Galete Goshetti says her crops ran out several months ago, and she is having difficulty feeding her family.
When food is available, I'll cook for them. If not, I'll give them tea and water. According to our tradition, first we feed the children, then the husband and wife. Right now, we don't have anything to give to the children, so they are hungry, and from time to time, they cry.
On this day, Galete says she has only had tea and isn't sure what she'll do for food the rest of the day. I'll go ask friends or relatives for food, she says. If they don't have any food to give her, she says she'll just drink some water and go to sleep. Local officials in Borana say people are dying due to the drought. They say they may not be starving to death yet, but the lack of food has left some people weak and unable to fight off disease. Officials say it is mostly children and the elderly who are dying. The Ethiopian government, donor nations, and aid agencies are trying to forestall famine. They're sending out tanker trucks to deliver water to all the villages in Borana, and they've stepped up their handouts of food. Getting food to people in Ethiopia is difficult because many villages are remote and the roads are poor. Here, just off the region's main road, people have come from villages all over the area as care workers distribute sacks of donated wheat. Suddenly, an argument breaks out.
Hey, stop!
People complain to care official Jeteni Dembela that they're being denied food. The chairman of the local peasant association was supposed to register the neediest so they could get their wheat. But not everyone was allowed to sign up. Jeteni says the chairman gave the excuse that there were too many people to register.
Finally, we asked him whether he himself is registered. He said, I'm registered. So we said that you should not get the food. If that poor guy who has only one cattle should receive instead of him.
Eventually, the dispute is worked out and the needy people will get their wheat. Each family member here is given about 25 pounds of wheat per member. Alech Doy says he walked 2 hours to pick up his ration of 100 pounds for his family of four. Alech says he hasn't eaten all day.
Yeah, it will take him around 3 hours because he has to rest, carry, and then rest.
Does he have any food or water for the trip home?
Ethiopian government officials have criticized donor nations for reacting slowly to the drought. However, some relief officials say Ethiopia could be doing more to address the crisis. A few question why Ethiopia continues to buy arms for its simmering border war with Eritrea at a time when millions could be facing starvation. Meanwhile, the international community is moving forward with its plans to increase aid deliveries. But even with that added help, some here remain pessimistic. Alake Wako is a local official in Borna.
I have no hope. There's nothing I can say, that, you know, anything that's bringing us hope right now.
Still, one Western aid official says if planned food distributions go relatively smoothly, the situation can be contained. But the official also acknowledges that if sufficient rains don't fall in the next few weeks, by summertime, millions more people will be at risk, and the challenges of feeding them will be much greater. For NPR News, I'm John Ogolnik in the Borna Zone in southern Ethiopia.